Hey, it's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. It's Bob. Today we're delighted to introduce our listeners to the wonderful Kelly Joy Ladd. Kelly is an amazing artist and someone both Nick and I admire a lot. We've mentioned her a number of times on our podcast, and finally, Nick invited her to join us. Listen in and learn about Kelly Joy's awesome art project called Artists on Couches. Check it out. My chi is showing. I think my chi is showing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Kelly knows what that means. And by the way, for the listeners who don't know that voice that you're hearing right now, it's Kelly Joy Ladd. Kelly Joy Ladd is a rock star.
Thanks.
She is an artist.
Did you see the Orlando Weekly?
I just heard about it. I didn't see it, but congratulations. Artists on Couches.
Thank you.
Right?
It was a surprise. I had no idea that anybody in Orlando really even knew about it. So.
Okay, so set it up, though. Tell people what this concept is. And I am so happy that I was involved very early stage in this very cool something.
Yes, so Artists on Couches is a conversation-based art project where a bunch of artists get together and we just talk about the creative process and talk about art, and it goes kind of deep, like goes into philosophical type of questions, and it talks about like intuition when we're working and what is inspiration and how do we tap into inspiration and what that whole process is. And so I just really enjoy talking about this type of stuff with people, and so I wanted to create a platform for us to do it. So right now, the main part of Artists on Couches is on Instagram. And so I've interviewed, I guess it's called interviewing, or having conversations with over 450 artists around the world.
Wow,
so far.
I didn't know it was that many people.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
And like amazing artists, like artists that like have been inspirations of mine for a really long time, and everybody's saying yes at this point. And I have like a queue of about 30 artists in line, like already, that have sent in photos to be on the couch and everything. And yeah, it's really developing online, which I'm really, really excited about. So this is the first stage of the whole Artists on Couches program, but nothing. Stage 2 and stage 3 and stage 4 are in the works.
Yeah, so we're going to get the couch sponsor. So we're going to have a couch on wheels.
Yes.
That goes around.
It goes around, yeah. And we can all just like sit on it and take turns.
I picture this being towed behind a car along the street very slowly so that everybody can just walk along and listen and enjoy the conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I have speakers on it, like those old-timey like candidate cars that would go around, vote for so-and-so.
Nice. I like it. It's yeah. Okay, so when you started Artists on Couches, did you picture the whole thing that you're picturing now and all the phases, or did you just picture the current?
Well, how iteration? It all came about was back in 2020, I had a really bad head injury. And so for the first couple months of the head injury, all I could do was lay on my own couch and with my eyes closed, because my vision was really bad and shaky and it hurt. And so I had my eyes closed and I kept thinking, what do I enjoy doing? And I kept seeing myself sitting on a couch with other artists talking about the creative process. And so that's where it all developed and came from.
And all right, from a head injury.
From a head injury.
Which is okay. This is the thing. Inspiration comes from so many different places, but I think it also came from you not shutting yourself off during that time, because I think a lot of people, when they experience a life-altering injury, go, okay, now I can't be exactly what I was before, and so now I'm going to cocoon myself and stop doing anything. And instead, you were just like, what do I have to work with? What do I want to work with? What do I want to do? What can I do? And then you just did it.
Yeah, and it's I can talk without having to really look at, because what I was having problems with was looking at the computer, TV, phone, and so I couldn't do any of that type of stuff. I couldn't, but I could talk to people. And so I actually had a lot of phone calls during that time, and I started up with just friends at first, and then it just developed into stage one.
I love it. So out of all the folks that you've had the opportunity to talk to, tell us about one that left a mark, one that you walked away different because of.
There's this artist in Germany that she and I connected, and Like, we still write back and forth, but there's still there's a little language barrier, unfortunately. But what we can communicate back and forth, like I can tell, like, if she lived here and we were both could speak the same language, we'd be like BFFs.
That is awesome. Okay, that's like Denise. Okay, we have this lady who stopped in. Now, one of the interesting little stories between Kelly Joy and me is that I met her in person in a park while I was doing Tai Chi, and she came over to ask questions about it. I did not know who she was, but I knew her work. I knew her art. And we've talked about this on this podcast. So then meeting you, then going to Tai Chi with you and continuing to do Tai Chi in the park with you, we became friends. And there's this other person who showed up in our Tai Chi class from Maui?
Yeah.
Maui, named Denise. Delightful character, full of energy. You can feel her energy just when you meet her.
She's like magnetic.
Yeah, she's a strong person and cool. And we both immediately liked her. And she formed a really good bond with Denise to the point where they've become friends. And now she's fled Maui and she's come to Central Florida. So Kelly has a new friend in the community.
Yeah, like she is, I've seen her multiple times since she moved here. Less than a week and a half ago, and we've gone to the springs twice. We fit into each other's lives mm-hmm. so smoothly and so easily. And to find a friend that like it's just instant. It's like, okay, you're my best friend. Let's go hang out. And like it's just like she fits in with my family. She fits in with my other friends. Like it just blends in so perfectly. We have so many similarities of the way we think and what we do, and it's just fantastic.
So what I'm hearing is if I want to make new friends, I need to go to Tai Chi and they need to move here from somewhere else.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or you can just come to Tai Chi.
Okay, well, I mean, that's still step one. I'll do that. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. Bob and I are so excited to share more of these conversations with Kelly Joy Ladd. I encourage you to follow her Instagram accounts for her artwork, as well as Artist on Couches. That is at artist.kellyjoyladd. That's Ladd with two D's. And at Artists on Couches. And tune in again tomorrow and the rest of the week for more with Kelly Joy Ladd. Have a wonderful day.